All right, meeting open at 6:05. Thanks everyone for coming. Visitors, no group lease back. So that's anyone got a disclosure of interest? No public, so no public question time. Anyone got any applications for leave of absence? Right, get into it. 6.1, confirmation of the ordinary council meetings from the 11th of February. Mover, Councillor Crosby, seconder, Councillor Gray. Everyone in favour? 6. And the outstanding council resolutions are there for noting. No announcements, no petitions. All right. Officers' reports 9.1 2025-26 budget review. Can I have a mover for the recommendation? Councillor Hobley, seconder. Councillor Borwood. Christy or David? Christy?
So Jenny has provided a pretty good overview for budget review. Was there any questions from council? I think it's pretty comprehensive. It's
pretty comprehensive, yeah.
Right.
Document yeah. that Jenny has provided. All right, everyone in favour?
Yep.
6. Thanks, Jenny, for your work. 9.2, amalgamation of reserve boundaries at the Niobing Sports Precinct. Can I have a mover for the officer's recommendation? Councillor Reid, seconder, Councillor Hobley.
I can speak briefly to it if you
like. David.
Okay, so this one stems, the Department of Planning, Lands and Heritage reached out to us recently to ask if we still wanted to change all the purposes of our reserves out there to include caravan parking. And we thought we would ask the question, given what's happening to the pavilion, do we want to just amalgamate all those reserve boundaries and make it one super reserve? Seeing as, you know, you've got building that has building encroaching over reserve boundaries, you've got different purposes, you've got different powers to lease, it just made it really complicated. Department of Planning, Lands and Heritage came back and said, yep, they were happy with that. And we're seeking a council resolution to move forward with that. So what we're planning on doing is amalgamating the boundaries where the tennis court, the playground is, and the caravan parking area with the reserve, which takes up the rest of that precinct, which includes the oval, the hockey oval, the rec dam, and all of that out there as well. And that will become one reserve with the purpose as listed in the resolution, with the whole reserve now with the power to lease for 21 years, which is a stock standard thing, subject to Minister Lance's consent. Unfortunately not. It does look like an airstrip, doesn't it?
Everybody favour? 6.
Thank you.
9.3, policy 4.1.4 for camping other than at caravan park or campground. Can I have a mover for the recommendation? Councillor Crosby, seconder, Councillor Borwood.
Yeah, I can talk to this one. Councils currently don't have a policy or a framework. It's pretty clear. It's set out in the caravan parks and camping grounds regs. If we have a policy framework, then it just puts us in a better position to action any cases in the area. So put a policy in place, and all the other councils I can see have set a fee, because obviously there's an administrative side to it when we receive an application as considered by councils. So
the only rule was you couldn't walk within 11 days in the town, right? Unless you're out of the caravan park, or that's not anymore.
No, we didn't know that they had a lot of changes, didn't they?
No, so the only changes that have come around is really the 24-month rule. I've never heard of
rule that now.
So they can stay on, they can do it for up to 24 months now.
Oh.
That's happened in the last 5 years.
Yeah. They talk about the whole tiny homes argument. because they've got two axles on them. They count as a caravan technically, which means that you can't camp there, even though it's a house for all intents and purposes when you look at planning and building.
It doesn't mean that they can go on camping reserves or that's illegal camping.
Yeah.
But if they wanted to, if someone wanted to camp in your backyard for 5 months, they would be allowed to do it.
Yeah.
Has anyone got any other questions? Everyone in favour? Six.
Sorry.
9.4, review of the code of conduct of council members, committee members and candidates. Can I have a mover for the recommendation? Councillor Baldwin, seconder, Councillor Hobley. David.
So this is one that we have to pass. Basically, in 2021, all local governments were required to de-amalgamate their codes of conduct to have one for staff and one for council members, committee members and candidates. And that hasn't changed in the last 5 years. With the introduction of the inspector regulations, now the inspector deals with a lot of local government complaints. There were changes required to the code of conduct that were legislated, and we're required within 3 months of 1 January to make amendments to our own code of conduct. It's not something that's automatic, unfortunately, so we have to resolve it.
Excellent. Everyone in favour?
Grab a bit more paper trail.
Yeah, that's right. Six.
Nine point five,
consultation on the electoral form discussion paper. Can I have a mover? Councillor Gray, seconder. Councillor Reid.
So WALGA have requested feedback from councils in relation to advocacy on the proposed local government electoral reforms. Based on previous council position, officers' recommendation is basically opposing the four-year fully skill elections.
I'm in favour of the four recommendations that are there.
Mm.
Just think there's no benefit for the Shire at the end to go to that. Everyone in favour?
That's it. You're on to it. Yeah. We both know and they're going to do what they want. Yeah.
9.6, amendment of the Great Southern VROC Executive Officer Funding Contribution. Can I have a mover? Councillor Crosby, seconder, Councillor Hobley.
So last month I brought this to the table. Plantagenet was a part of the VROC. So the figures I provided in the officer recommendation was based on having that council as part of it. Since then they've pulled out, which means there's obviously an increase. So I needed to come back to get approval to go that a little bit higher.
Is everyone in favour? Everyone nodding? Okay. So do I have to say who was against? So Councillor Reid voted against. Is that all I need to say? 9.7, monthly financial reports to the 28th February 2026. Can I have a mover for the officer's recommendation? Councillor Hobley, seconder, Councillor Gray. Is everyone happy with what was presented? Or anyone got any questions? No? Six? 9.8, schedule of accounts paid to the 28th of February 2026. Can I have a mover for the recommendation? Councillor Reid, seconder, Councillor Hobley. Does anyone have any questions? No? Everyone in favour?
Yeah.
Excellent. Number 10. Elected members motion snow, no new business, nothing behind closed doors. Meeting closed. 6:15. Thanks, everybody.